the beginning of each new year, people are inspired to start fresh and try a different path to achieve their goals in life. One of the most common New Year's resolutions is to get in shape. People magazine's first issue of 2009 is largely devoted to helping its readers do that.
We wanted to take a look this year at the eating habits of the typical People magazine reader. And the results, I have to tell you, were quite upsetting because you feel like there's so much information out there about how to eat healthy. And what we found is that people are pretty much ignoring all of the guidelines.
Galena Espinoza, People's senior editor, was troubled by the results of the magazine's new survey called How America Eats.
92% of people are not eating enough vegetables. 95% of people are not getting enough whole grains. Over the course of 4 days, when we looked at people's eating habits, most people, almost 70%, did not have a single serving of fish in 4 days. And fish, there have been so many studies out there saying that it's brain food, that you need it for proper body functioning. People are simply not eating what they're being told is healthy, and we need to start looking at why that's the case.
People also published the real-life stories of six people who lost a total of 418 kilos.
We chose to focus not so much on how they lost the weight, but on how they got there in the first place. Because what we've discovered is that until you address the reasons why you're overeating and abusing your body in this way, you can't be successful in weight loss.
One of those people succeeded in losing half her weight. Espinoza says 29-year-old Josie Raper went from 108 to 54 kilos.
I think that a lot of people can relate to because she considered herself a convenience food junkie. She just didn't have time to plan meals or to cook for her family. She didn't like to, quite frankly. And so she found that her life revolved around grabbing food at fast food restaurants, at takeout places, and she didn't even care about what she was eating. And, well, you know, before long, she had gained so much weight that she really realized, you know what, I'm not leading a healthy life, and I need to change this.
People magazine also interviewed a number of famous and slimmed down chefs.
When you consider that a chef is around food all day, he's working around food all day. So if these chefs could lose weight, anyone truly can. And we went to them and said, okay, you've lost 40, 50 pounds. How are you going to keep it off? What are you eating and cooking now that tastes great but fits into your new, healthier, more low-calorie diet? And so we had four different chefs, including Morimoto, who's one of the stars of the reality show Iron Chef. And they came up with 600-calorie meals that include an appetizer and dessert.
All of the people who changed their eating habits and lost weight told the magazine it was a life-transforming experience.
When they share their stories, they themselves cannot believe the person that they were, you know, only a couple of years ago. It completely transforms them in every way. It's not just a body transformation. They have more energy, more self-confidence. They feel less self-conscious. They just really are prepared to live their lives with energy and enthusiasm in a way that they couldn't before.
Losing weight can dramatically change a person's outlook on life, agrees Carolyn O'Neill, co-author of The Dish on Eating Healthy and Being Fabulous. The registered dietitian says she's noticed that her clients now want to do more than just shed a few pounds.
What's different this year, in 2009, we've actually seen that less people say they're going on a diet, and more people are saying they want to eat healthy for the long run.
She says many are surprised to learn that by eating a healthy diet, they can feel more satisfied. And that can also help them achieve their weight control goals.
In nutrition science, we are really focused this year on a group of foods, if you will, called the low energy dense foods, as opposed to the high energy dense foods like, you know, butter or bacon that we know that we have to limit and just use as accessories, small amounts. And these are the foods that you can actually have a larger serving of for the same amount of calories. For instance, water-containing foods, fruits and vegetables have water, but other water-containing foods, like a bowl of soup, they can be a part of your healthy weight management goals for 2009. Make sure you're getting in enough fiber-rich foods, and that would be the whole grains, breads and cereals, brown rice. Nuts, of course, a good source of protein and fiber, and fluids A lot of times if you feel tired or lethargic, it's not because you didn't get enough sleep. It's because you really are dehydrated.
O'Neill says being aware of what you eat every day is fundamental to replacing bad eating habits with new healthy ones.
One of the most powerful things you can do to lose weight this year is to keep a food diary, a daily food journal of what you're eating. Research shows, Kaiser Permanente did some research with 1,700 dieters, and they found that those that kept a food diary lost twice as much weight. It was more powerful than a kickboxing class in helping them stick to their weight control goals. The key is you were self-monitoring. You were aware of what you're doing. Did I get in the fruits and vegetables I needed to eat today? Did I sneak a few French fries from a friend's plate or some cookies from the bag? Chances are that mindless eating, where you grab something here and something there, will really diminish because, you know, you got to write it down. Also in that food diary, it could also be an activity diary, too. Write down. Reward yourself. I took the stairs instead of the elevator, or I parked further away at the mall and walked in, or I went walk 3 miles around the park.
Nutritionist Carolyn O'Neill says sharing success stories of people who've adopted a healthier way of life and lost weight can encourage and inspire others. She admits it might take a long time, but with determination, a healthy diet and a healthy weight are both achievable goals. I'm Faith Lapidus.